If someone says the Beatles and India, chances are we think of this.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me.
Or this.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
We probably never think of this.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Or this.
So I sing the song of love.
But it's a mistake to judge the influence of India on the Beatles just by counting the sitar twangs. India is in the DNA of many more Beatles songs. They were all written in Rishikesh in the mountains of India over a few weeks in 1968, says Ojoy Bose, author of Across the Universe, The Beatles in India.
They just recorded between 30 and 40 songs, which were later amended, but they wrote them, you know, at Rishikesh. And their productivity was amazing for those 2.5 months they stayed.
This week, India marks the 50th anniversary of the Beatles in India, a magical, mystical tour. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Beatles went to India in 1968 because they wanted to learn transcendental meditation from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the so-called giggling guru.
Everyone has divine powers.
But rock historian Philip Norman in India recently for the Jaipur Literature Festival says it was really a spa for the Fab Four.
They just sit around, eat nice vegetarian food, and they could drink. You know, things were smuggled, pot was smuggled into them, you know.
Best of all, says Ojoy Bose, they could check out of the grueling schedule of being the world's biggest rock stars.
Well, you know, I think it was huge because this was the first time they had the opportunity to live out their lives as ordinary individuals. They were completely away from familiar locales. They were out of London, they were out of the studio. They were in a little ashram surrounded by an Indian jungle, completely cut off from everybody else.
Life close to the Indian jungle overlooking the river Ganga sounds idyllic, but it was India. Ringo brought a suitcase of baked beans because he couldn't deal with the spices.
But of course, he had this problem of food. And then his wife, Maureen, had a big problem with flying insects because, you know, Rishikesh, being up in the hills, in a remote area close to the jungle, there were all kinds of insects. So poor thing, I mean, she had a lot of problems.
Meanwhile, John Lennon was impatient to figure out the secret of happiness right then, right there, says Philip Norman.
John thought he was going to be told the meaning of life, and he wasn't. He thought if he went up in the Maharishi's helicopter, he said, perhaps he'll slip it to me when I'm up there with him, you know. Of course, it didn't happen.
But the songs did happen.
They were just left to themselves to play their music, to talk to each other, to think about themselves as individuals. And I think that created a very special type of music because for the first time, the White Album is unique because it was a collection of songs not thought of as an album.
They saw monkeys having sex by the side of the road and wrote,
why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we do it in the road?
Mia Farrow's sister Prudence got too much into meditation, so the Beatles asked,
won't you come out to play?
But ultimately, it all ended sourly. Lennon thought the Maharishi was making a pass at Mia Farrow or Prudence. Philip Norman says that was rubbish.
In the end, it became a bit too non-spiritual, and it's backstage gossip and all that stuff about Maharishi and Mia Farrow's sister. It was complete rubbish. So it kind of, they spoiled it for themselves, really.
It became a song.
Sexy Sadie, what have you done? You made a fool of everyone.
All the Beatles were gone in 6 weeks. Now India is rolling out the red carpet in memory of 1968. But back then, there was Beatles mania and Beatles phobia.
There was very strong opposition in Parliament to this Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's ashram and these international celebrities like the Beatles coming. The communists felt that there were CIA spies.
The Maharishi's ashram fell into ruin. The jungle reclaimed it. Very little remains. A bungalow overlooking the river. The igloo-like meditation caves covered with graffiti. But for those who met them, it was an experience they would never forget. Bose met a man named Ajit Singh who fixed John Lennon's guitar and played at George Harrison's birthday party. John asked him to make a pedal harmonium and get it painted with psychedelic flowers.
That's somewhere with Yoko Ono, and this man is about 85 years old today. He's an old man, lovely old man, who says that the last thing he wants to see in his life is that harmonium.
He might not get that wish, but for a little while, in the hills of Rishikesh, it will be 1968 again. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Rani ja shet me kema ode kol si me.